Hello, the topic in this session is finance. Yes, finance is very important and also difficult to understand. Okay, so basically, we are going to talk about the money during the session. Okay, think about money is crucial for the businesses. Okay, money is like a blood for the human being. Think about, you know, what happens if we don't have blood, or if we lose the blood too much, then what happened? Yes, of course, we will die quickly, okay? Same thing happened in the company. If we don't have money, then regardless of how valuable your products or services are, you know, you will fail immediately. So that's why, as an entrepreneur, we need to understand the concept of the money very clearly. So the first subtitle is the valuation of your startup. Are you ready? Okay, let's go together. Look at this table. This table is called capitalization table. We say it is a cap table, okay? Cap table is a very important documentation. Why? Because it, you know, it outlines the shareholders, okay? The equity, basically equity, you know, ownership structures. It lists all the shareholders and it lists, you know, number of shares and also the changes in the ownership portion. So for example, right, you are just a startup H, and then you have two founders and each has 45%, the total 90%, and Hanang University got 10%. And how many shares do you have? Your total shares is kind of 1 million shares. You have 1 million shares. So the founders, basically founders have you know, 900, you know, 1,000 shares. And Hanyang University, of course, you know, 100,000 shares, right? Okay, this is just the initial stage of your company in terms of the, you know, equity ownership structure, right? So you follow me, right? It's pretty easy. And then you got Series A investment, and then you got Series B investment, then you got Series C investment. You know, as you get the investment, then you can notice that your founder's equity portion decreased to 73% and decreased to 61.7%, and eventually your equity became, you know, 53.5%. And of course, Hanyang University shares decrease, you know, to 5.9%. Okay, and at the same time, your total shares increase up to, you know, 2.1 million shares. Okay, so this is the capitalization table. So this table shows us, you know, what happened when you receive the investment. Okay, so without any investment, it's pretty simple. You got just 900,000 shares, and Hanyang University got, you know, just 100,000 shares, total 100%. Okay, but if you received additional, you know, external funding, then your equity portion is decreased, and at the same time, your total shares increase. So from now on, we are going to talk about these issues. We say this is equity dilutions, okay? So from now on, you know, we are going to talk about pre-money valuation and post-money valuation concept. Look at the pre-money valuation, you know, and also we have post-money valuation. Pre-money valuation refers to a company's estimated value before receiving external funding. On the other hand, post-money valuation is a company's estimated value after receiving outside funding. Why it is important? Because, you know, the pre-money valuation and post-money valuation allow us to evaluate your equity, you know, portion. Okay, I will give you very simple examples. Well, think about it. There is a pre-money valuation, then you got investment, then we have a post-money valuation. Okay. Think about, you know, you and your investors agree that your value, pre-money value would be $800,000. Then investors will put $200,000. Okay. Then how much is your post-money valuation? Yes, of course, it could be $1 million. Okay. Now you understand the process because it's pretty easy. Then, you know, we can easily calculate your investors' shares and your shares. Okay, so how much investors' shares? You know, investors put $200,000 out of $1 million, right? Then how much is it? Yes, he got 20% of the total share. And what about you? You know, your share, you got $800,000 because before the investment, your company's value, $800,000. Okay, so your company's value, $800,000 out of $1 million, then you got 80%, I'm sorry. You got 80% of total share, okay? So, you know, what if you don't have any investment? In this case, if you don't have investment, then your valuation would be $800,000. Then you got $800,000 total. So your equity share would be 100%. But you invited your investors, and investors had $200,000. He contribute to the company, then his share would be 20%, and your share decreases to 80%. Again, your portion decreases from 100% to 80%. It is called as what? It is called as equity dilution. I want to give you more detailed the examples. Okay, for example, you put $50,000, okay, to start your own businesses. Okay, you know, starting businesses in terms of the finance is about the going into the casino. Right? Think about it. You know, you have cash. You know how much? $50,000 on hand, right? And then you enter the casino store. You know, casino. Okay, you enter the casino. Then you cannot use your cashes. Okay, in casino. Instead, you should change your cashes into the chip. Okay, right now, you should change your chips. How many chips? Okay, you change your cash to the chip, 10,000 chips. You change your chips, 10,000. Okay, then each chip has different values. If you choose 10,000 chips, then each chip probably had, you know, face value $5. So how much? Yes, of course, you got $50,000 valued chip. How many? 10,000 chips you have right now. You know, if you change your cashes to kind of 10,000 chips, then each value of the chip would be $50. Okay? If you change 100 chips, then the face value of your chip could be $500. So now you understand the mechanism, right? Anyway, inside the casino, you don't use cash, you use a chip, okay? So right now, your portion, your equity would be, of course, 100%, okay? Then later what happened? You know, one of the investors, you know, approached you and he told you, wow, you made a great company. And then I thought your company's value would be $4 million, okay? $4 million companies. Then you were surprised. Oh my God, $4 million company? I just started $50,000 company because I put just $50, okay? Then, you know, somebody believed that my company valued at, you know, the $4 million. Okay, then you said that, well, thank you for recognizing my company. Yes, my company valued $4 million. Right now, what happened? You know, your chips, how many chips? 10,000 chips, face value $5. Your chips face value automatically changed from $5 to how much? $400. Okay, magically changed from $5 to $400. The number of chips are same, right? Number of chips are same, but your face value of your chip changed from $5 to $400. Why is this happening? Because somebody else believe that your company is $4 million company. Right? This is what? This is a pre-money valuation. Pre-money valuation. So one of the investors, you know, evaluate your company, $4 million company. Right? Okay. Then what happened? You know, these investors really want to join your company. Okay. How to join, you know, my company? How to join your company? And then he asked you. Then you said that, okay, so bring the money and change the chip and just put your chip in my house. That is a pretty simple way to join the company, right? Then the investors, this investor got $1 million. $1 million, you know, to join your company. Again, how much your company value right now? Your company was valued right now, you know, $4 million company. Okay. And each chip, how much? $400. Do you remember that? So in order to join your company, the investors changed his money to the $400 chip each. So he got $1 million, right? And then how many chips can he get? How many chips? Okay, you can easily calculate it, right? $1 million cashes and you change $400 chips. Then how many chips you can get? Yes, 2,500 chips. So, you know, the investor changed the money to the chip. How many? 2,500 chips. So he got 2,500 chips. So he wanna put this chip into your house. Then right now, your total chips changed, right? So previously you got just 10,000 chips, 10,000 shares, okay, 10,000 shares, but the investors put additional 2,500 shares. So total how much? Total number of shares became, you know, 12,500 chips, 12,500 shares. So now you understand the mechanism, right? So then now we can easily calculate your equity ratio, okay? Previously, the founder has just 100% of share. Why? Because you got 1,000 shares out of 1,000. Nothing changed. Okay. Although your face value of each chip, each shares changed, but the total number of shares same, right? Then what happened later? You know, investors came to you and he added up, you know, 2,500 new share, right? Do you remember that? Then your total share changed from 10,000 share to 12,500. Okay, shares. So we need to calculate the founder's share again. Okay, based on changed total number of share. So your share just same 10,000. Okay, 10,000 shares. But out of 12,500 shares. So total 12,500 shares. Then you got 10,000 shares. Then how much you got? Okay, so your portion of the share would be 80%. So the previously, your portion was 100%. But right now, your portion decreases to 80%. Okay? Then what about the investor? Investor didn't have any share before. Okay? So his share just 0%. But he added up 2,500 share right now. So he got the portion. How much? You know, we can easily calculate that 2,500 out of 12,500. Then his portion became, you know, 20%. Okay, so now you understand the mechanism, you know, how to calculate the equity ratio and how your equity changes. You know, this change of the equity portion is called as what? You know, equity dilution. Again, equity dilution occurs when a company issues new shares. Okay, especially when you invite new investors, then you should you should issue the new shares. Then we need to calculate again. Okay, calculate your equity, the portion again and again. Okay, now let's move on to the valuation of the startup. Okay, basically how to evaluate your values, how to estimate your value as a startup. Well, actually, this is not easy task. Because you just started your company, and then you don't have any revenue, you don't have any record. And then how to estimate your value? Okay, so now we are going to talk about these issues together. But, you know, remember, your value should be based on the agreement between you and your investors. Okay, do you remember the previous case? And also, you know, when you estimate your value of your startup, then you need to negotiate with your investors. Well, normally if you invited one of the investors, then you give up around 10 to 30% of shares. It means you should give them 10 to 30% as investors. This is kind of a rule of thumb, but it depends on your situation, depends on your negotiation. Okay, I want to give you kind of very specific and commonly used method about the valuation of your startup. The first method is benchmark multiple. Benchmark. Okay, benchmark means you just refer to your the peers or your competitors. So remember, the benchmark multiple is the kind of metrics that investors use to evaluate your company performance, and they compare your performance with your competitors. Okay, so basically, you and your investors should find out the comparable companies in the same, you know, or similar industry, and then later you examine how much the company worth as a multiple of its performance. Okay, so first thing to do, you need to find out comparable company in the market, and then second thing to do, you need to investigate, you know, the performance of these companies. Okay, I will show you the examples. Look at this. There are two different types of company in the market. Okay, first company is a paper manufacturer. Second company is mobile commerce company, and then both got, you know, $1 million profit. Okay, it's pretty easy, but interestingly, the paper company is valued at just $5 million in the market. On the other hand, the mobile commerce company was valued at $20 million, you know, in the market. So, you know, we can easily compare the performance and the valuation. You know, although they got just the same performance, $1 million profit, but their valuation different. Okay, they were evaluated differently in the market. Mobile commerce companies, you know, was valued at 20 million, which is kind of 20 times more, you know, bigger than their profit. On the other hand, you know, paper company was valued $5 million, which is 5 times bigger than their profit. Okay, so now you understand that. Although you have same performance, but you can be valued at different, okay? You can be valued different in the market. Well, what about your company? Okay, if your company is a mobile e-commerce company, and you expect to have $100,000 profit next year, okay, profit $100,000, then what could the worth of your company? How much could it be? Okay, so your profit, how much? $100,000. Then how can you value, you know, in the market? How much? Well, in my opinion, yes, of course, it's a multiple 20, right? Because you know, mobile e-commerce, you are a mobile e-commerce company. So your valuation would be $100,000 profit expected, multiplied by 20 times. So then your value would be $2 million. Do you understand that? If your company is very similar to the paper company, then your value would be changed, not $2 million. Your company multiple 5, then your company could be $500,000, you know, in the market. So now you understand, you know, how to calculate your valuation, right? It's pretty easy. Remember, it is a benchmark multiple, okay? I want to give you another very useful, you know, method. Okay, this is called Booker's method. You know, he is a Booker's. He is a very famous venture capitalist. And Bucher's method is named after his name, okay, David Bucher. You know, he had many experience to, you know, estimate the valuation of the startup. Then he identified and kind of came up with very simple method to you know, calculate the valuation of the company. So anyway, it is a well-known and popular method for valuing startup. And then basically, the Bucher's method identifies, you know, five critical factors that impact on, you know, startup's performance. Okay, then later, this method just indicate a value range $0 to $500,000 for each factors. Okay, $0 to $500,000 each factors. I will show you the table. Okay, like this, you know, you list up just five critical factors, which is ideal. Is it a great idea or not? Or do you have any working prototype or not? And do you have any, you know, high quality management team or not? Or do you have any very specific and great strategy relationship between your consumers or stakeholders or not? Or do you have any, you know, product rollout or sales occurs or not? Something like that, right? Those five factors are critical factors that impact on your performance of the startup. Then later, you know, Bucher's method, you know, indicate $0 to $500,000 ranged value on each factors. And then, you know, if you think this company has a really great idea, then you got just $500,000. Other than that, you know, you evaluate based on the quality. Okay. I will give you an example. Okay, let's look at the Startup X. Startup X has a decent business idea, but not very exciting. Okay? And this, you know, based on the business idea. And second one, Startup X is currently working on the prototype that has not yet been completed. Okay, let's say it's just 30% done, right? And Startup X has a very strong management team. Yes, very strong. Wow, it's good on these factors. And Startup X has a few signs of consumer basis. Okay, not good relationship between consumers. Good relationship, a few signs, right? A good relationship. And Startup X has no clear signs, it's not good, okay? Then, based on those five factors, and you evaluate by yourself as investors, then you just put the number ranged 0 to 500,000. So in this case, you know, idea is kind of 50%. Okay, 51, just half. Then, you know, 0 to 500,000. How much you put? Yes, 250,000. What about the prototype? I think 30% done, the 30% out of 500,000, which is 150,000, right? And you had, this company has a very strong management team, so why not 500,000, you know, maximum number. And this company has a few signs, yes, a few signs, it's not very great, but, you know, it's doable. So this company got $200,000. And then last one, no revenue. Wow, it's bad. It's $0. So you can add up everything, then you can get $1.1 million. So how much is your company as a valuation? Yes, your company can be valued at just $1.1 million. Okay, from the Bucher's method. What do you think? It's very easy to use, right? It's very simple and easy to use. So please practice the Bucher's method when you evaluate your company or when you evaluate other companies. Okay, right now let's move on to another method, which is a scorecard method. Scorecard method is also very useful and commonly used method, but a little bit difficult than Bucher's method. Scorecard method was invented by Bill Payne as a renowned angel investor in America. He is Bill Payne. You know, when you use a scorecard method, you need to understand the basic, you know, the mechanism. The basic mechanism is your company is compared with other companies, funded startup, other similar funded companies, okay, in similar regions. Do you understand that? Okay, so a little bit difficult to understand, right? I will give you very specific steps how to use it. The first step is you determine the median of the pre-money valuation of similar startup in your region. Okay, so you understand how much is the median value of the pre-money valuation, okay, of all the startup. Second, you determine the factors, important factors, and their ranges based on your preference, based on your evaluation, okay? Factors, ranges. And then third, you compare your company to others. Basically, stronger, same, or weaker, something like that. I will show you a real example. Okay, this is a 2019 valuation, okay? You know, the first step is you determine the median of pre-money valuation of similar startups. This number will be given, okay, from some kind of association. So, you know, in 2019, the Angel Capital Association provide the median of the pre-money valuation of the similar startups in America. How much is it? At that time, the median value of the startup, $4 million. This $4 million was just given, okay? So your job is to get this number from some of the association, okay? Then later, you remember this number, $4 million. So the average company, basically average startups are valued at kind of $4 million in this year, $4 million, okay? Then later, you determine the factors, okay? What kind of factors? Yes, you know, the size of opportunity, strengths of team, product, technology, partnership, sales, you know, competitive environment, or need for additional, you know, investment, or others. Those are very important factors for startup. Okay, so you list up those factors by yourself. Then later, you assess the range on your preference, okay, on your evaluation. You think, you know, size of opportunity very important. Then you assess this factor 30%. Or if you think it is not important, then 0%, something like that, okay? Same thing happened to the team. If you think team is very important, then you assess kind of 25%. Right? So, we already assessed the range of the each factors, okay? So, we got several factors and we have our ranges, okay, on each factors. Then later, the third step is to compare your company to others. For example, you know, size of opportunity. You know, we think our opportunity is kind of similar to our the competitors. Then probably it is kind of same, right? Or if you think, you know, we pursue the bigger opportunity, then you evaluate kind of stronger, okay? So we compare your company to others. For example, size of opportunity, I think it's same, right? And what about strengths of team? You know, our team is stronger than our competitors, so 125%. What about product and technology? Our product and technology kind of much stronger than our competitors, so you put 150. On the other hand, our partnership sales market is kind of weaker than our competitors, so you put 80%. Okay, weaker, down, same, 100%, and stronger, you know, the bigger number, right? Okay, then later what happened? You easily calculate each numbers, okay? Then you got the ratio, each ratios. Like this, okay? When we multiply, you know, two scores, then we got the ratios on each factors. Then we easily sum up all the numbers. Then we got how much? 1.13 as a number, 1.13. You know, what do you mean by that? 1.13. 1.13 means, based on this evaluation process, our company can be valued 1.13 times bigger than our competitors. Okay? 1.13 times bigger than our competitors. So how much is the value of our competitors? Do you remember that? Okay, 2019, the competitors' median value of the pre-money valuation would be $4 million. So your company can be valued 1.13 times bigger than $4 million. How much is it? Yes, easily you can calculate $4 million multiplied by 1.13. Then you can get $4.53 million. So $4.53 million is your final valuation according to scorecard method. So do you understand that? Can you use this method? Yes, of course, right? Okay, let's move on to the another method, which is the risk factor summation method. You know, risk factor summation method was developed by Ohio Tech Angels as an angel clubs. And there are two stages. The first stage is you assess average pre-money valuation of a similar company in the same region. So it is pretty much similar to the scorecard method, okay, previously. And second step is you present a list of the possible risk. So right now, you just focus on risk associated with your startups. Okay, I will show you how to use it. Okay, first step is pretty much similar to the scorecard method. You got the number from several associations. Okay, so the median value of the pre-money valuation of the similar company was $4 million. This number given, right? And then later, you present many possible risks associated with your startup. Okay, in this case, how many risks over there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 risks. 12 risks you identified. Okay? Then you should rate the meaning for your company. Meaning. If we think this risk, you know, stage of business, this risk is kind of negative risk for you. Okay? It could be very negative. You are in the negative stage. Then you rate negative 2. What about the management risk? Okay. If you evaluate your startup, if you think you don't have any management risk, then, you know, this risk factor is kind of positive for us. Okay, so you rate just plus 2, something like that. And then, based on your rating from negative 2 to positive 2, then you put different dollars. Okay, for example, if you rate negative 2, then you put negative $500,000 on these factors. On the other hand, if you rate positive 2, then you put $500,000 as a value. Okay, it looks complicated, but when you use this method in the real situation, you find that it is very easy. Okay. So when you use the risk factor summation method, you already identify, you know, list up all the factors, okay, 12 factors. Then you evaluate each factors and apply these factors to your situation, okay? Then you think stage of the businesses, we don't have to worry about stage of the businesses. It's not risk for us. It's not risk. So it is kind of positive. What about management risk? Management risk a little bit, we are engaged in management risk. But not very negative, but a little bit negative one. What about, you know, legislation risk? Legislation, okay? There's no risk legislation, but not positive, but we don't know, just normal. And what about the technological risk, technology risk? Is there any risk for the technology in your company? Yeah, it could be very dangerous. Okay, sometimes other people, you know, other company can sue us in terms of technology, or we cannot develop the relevant technology right now. It can be dangerous. It can be risky. So in this case, it's kind of very negative too. Okay. So anyway, you rate each risk about your company, then you write down. Okay, from negative 2 to positive 2. Then based on your rating, you put the different dollars. Okay, like this. If you rate positive 2, then you put, you know, positive $500,000. If you rate negative 2, then you put negative $500,000. So then you add up everything. Okay, then you can get the valuation adjustment dollars. How much? Positive $250,000. What do you mean by that? Okay, your company's value is greater. How much is greater? $250,000 greater than your competitors. Then how much your competitors valued? Yes, your competitors valued how much? $4 million. Do you remember that? So basically, you just add up these numbers, $250,000 to your competitors' median value, which is $4 million. So put together how much? Yes, $4 million plus $250,000. So your company can be valued at $4.25 million. Okay, so can you understand? Right now, you understand, right?